Civil rights protests throughout the country have forced a reckoning with racism, both past and present, and that includes on the small screen. TV shows that are just a few decades old but haven't aged well, to put it mildly. What's the role of media that seemed harmless back then but is disturbing or overtly racist or homophobic today? NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans has thought a lot about this, and he joins us now. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
Okay, so since we've been sheltering in place in quarantine, I've been trying to share some of my favorite childhood TV shows and movies with my kids. And immediately within the first few minutes, it's clear that so many of them have not aged well, like this movie we're about to talk about, which is arguably even bad back in 1986. And that's Soul Man, which is a blackface comedy about an affluent white man who passes as a black person to get scholarship money for Harvard. Here's a bit of the trailer.
Some people would do anything to get into Harvard.
It's going
to
be great. These are the 80s, man. It's the Cosby decade.
For Mark Watson, all it took was a little soul.
I'd like you to meet my good friend, Kareem Abdul-Ali.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How are we not outside
The Cosby decade. The Cosby decade.
Was this a big deal back then? Was it a controversy back then? Because I remember when it came out, and I'll admit, I actually really liked it. But I was a kid.
Yeah, it was controversial. I was in college when it came out. The conceit of the movie is that in order to get a scholarship to go to Harvard, he had to pretend to be black. And so I do remember, because I was in college at the time, that a lot of black college students were insulted by that. Because, number one, it wasn't true. There are tons of scholarships out there for white people. There are scholarships out there for people who are of Irish descent and Scottish descent. And then sort of beyond that, I'm surprised and a little disappointed in myself that the whole blackface element of it was something that I didn't really react that much to. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew what blackface was, of course. But as I remember it, and again, I was at a college in Indiana, I remember my friend's objections to that film was what it was implying about how much easier it was to get financial support to go to college if you were black, and we just felt that wasn't true.
Yeah. And then there were shows that were groundbreaking for their time, like Sanford and Son, which actually really opened the door to black-centered TV comedies, but they can also fall into stereotypes, can't they?
Yeah, they can. And what I liked about Sanford and Son is that it was a starring vehicle for Red Fox, who was an amazing nightclub comedian. But even as a child, when I was watching it, it reminded me a little bit of a much earlier comedy. Amos and Andy was a black-centered comedy as well that featured an entirely black cast. But the characters were so stereotypical that the NAACP protested the show. You know, I'm not saying Sanford and Son was that bad, but there was a part of that felt kind of weird to me. Mm. I was really conflicted when I watched it as a kid because I love the actors and the characters so much, but I felt like the setting and some of the jokes they were telling were kind of insulting.
Yeah. I mean, even as we go into the late 80s and the early 90s in Living Color, which is still a beloved show that you can still catch in many places. I showed some of the sketches to my children and they just had blank looks on their faces. And I realized there were so many things. They thought, well, why is this even funny to you, Mom? We don't see the humor in making fun of people like this in this way.
Well, first of all, when you're a parent, and I can say this because I have four kids, nothing you do is cool or funny to them. So let's take a little bit of that with a grain of salt is what I would say. But In Living Color was an interesting thing because they would push the envelope in some of their sketches, particularly the sketch Men on Film, where they had two black gay men reviewing films. And I think we have a clip where they talk about Another 48 Hours, the Eddie Murphy film. Let's check it out.
Eddie Murphy was back in Another 48 Hours. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry, this movie just got off on the wrong track. I feel that they should have spent more time where the real story is, mm-hmm. in the prisons. I'd like to see more about them old sweaty men's all together in them tiny little cells with no one to turn to but each other's.
So, you know, if we're being honest, black culture has struggled with homophobia. And so to have one of the most beloved shows by black viewers present this stereotypical vision of black gay men, you know, you can look back now and sort of say, man, that was not a good thing to do.
So, Eric, how do you approach introducing these problematic favorites to young viewers?
Yeah, that's a tough one, too. You know, it's about context. So the best thing to do is to just, you know, tell young people, we're about to watch X, Y, and Z. This is pretty problematic for X, Y, and Z reasons, but I loved it when I was a kid. I'm wondering what you think. Hmm. I actually enjoy sharing those experiences with my son, just as long as we're careful to talk about it when the material comes up.
That's NPR's TV critic, Eric Deggans. Eric, as always, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.